Hey everybody, welcome to Empowerment Sessions with yours truly, Philip Suber. Now, this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. So before we get into our conversation, if you haven't already, please take a moment and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and also share with someone that you know. All right, ready? Let's go. Hey family, this is Pastor Phil again. So I hope you guys are enjoying this season as we go through our affirmations. This particular episode, I just wanted to share a thought that I felt was worth sharing. I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with with Tyler Perry and Brown. And when Tyler Perry used to do these plays, you know, there's one where Brown says, you know, I was telling myself, and I said myself. And he's having this full-blown dialogue about how he talked to himself and how he answered himself. Well, listen, your boy was in the mirror talking to himself. And I was just thinking how in the realm of faith, we sometimes use our faith to justify our limitations. And we use our faith as a justification not to venture out too far, not to expand, not to expound, not to grow, not to evolve, or not to, here's the trigger word, not to be risky in our endeavors. And I don't mean unreasonably, unresponsibly, and unethically risky, but I mean risky in terms of expanding and going beyond the normal reins that we are accustomed to. And I thought about this. You know, the Bible says that faith is the substance of things we hope for, meaning that it is the very core and the substance. It is that part that represents what we don't have, what's not currently tangible. And because we don't have it, we hope for it. But it goes further and it says it is the evidence. It is the proof of what we don't see, that it is the proof that what we don't see, although we don't see it, although it's not tangible at the current moment, it does exist. And this is the thought that I want to present to you. Let faith lead you, not your fears, not your emotions, not your past experiences, and not always everyone else's depiction of what should or shouldn't be. Let your faith lead you. I believe that faith is a calling card to your future and that your present frustrations are proof that something is better. Something is awaiting for your arrival. Your future is awaiting for you to show up, and your future is not looking for you to be clothed in the same garments of your past. Your future is looking for you to have on the new garments of expectancy, new garments of looking with eyes wide open, ears wide open, with your heart determined and full of belief to see something different, to experience something different, to go where you have not been before. And I understand that this in itself is a challenge, but I don't believe that faith is meant to condition us to our current surroundings, but it's meant to push us. It's meant to pull us out. It's meant to elevate us. And so wherever you are in your life, you may be surrounded by thoughts of mediocrity. You may be comfortable in your current thought pattern and where you are at life, whether it's economically, whether it's relationally and socially, wherever that may fit for you, comfort is the key word I want you to pull out of that. Doesn't matter what dimension you're in. It's the fact that, are you comfortable in it? Because if you're comfortable in it, I think you have closed the doors on faith, pulling you out of comfort. I think the only thing that comes from comfort is sleep. And this is not the time for us to be asleep. This is the time for us to be wide awake, consciously aware of where we are, what's going on around us, and what's ahead of us. So take this small thought. Let your faith lead you. Let it lead you to new dimensions. May you explore territories that you have not even heard of. May you explore deeper depths and higher heights. May you know what it is to expand your wings further than you ever had before, to glide over oceans metaphorically, to see new heights in the mountains, to know what it is to breathe in a different level of airspace, to think beyond the fences of mediocrity and past experiences, failures, and even successes. May you know what it is to dream and imagine, almost like a movie director who is able to put out movies that 10 years from now is a reality. May you see the future. May God expand your mind and your perception and your heart to believe differently, to believe beyond what you see and what you feel, to believe and also to lay hold of the intangible, to see what is not seen. And may God give you the language to articulate it, to write the vision, to make it plain, to be able to draw it, to visualize it, to communicate it. May give you strategy to build it and a system to uphold it and the integrity and the character to not compromise, but to be bold and the tenacity to stick with it. Until next time, dream big. Let your faith lead you. Hey, thanks again for joining me in this discussion today, Empowerment Sessions. I really appreciate and hope that you did take the time to subscribe if you already haven't, and also if you took a moment to share it. If you haven't, you still got time to do it. Now listen, remember that this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. Now you can follow me even after the podcast is over on Instagram at empowerment_sessions or at I am Philip Super. And even on Facebook, you can join the empowerment community as well if you follow me on there with Empowerment Sessions page. All right. I look forward to adding you guys to the group and seeing your comments on how this podcast has really impacted you in a positive way. Until next time, remember, it's all about you being empowered to help the next generation.